Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, now with four fabulous locations. Of course, everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown. I super heart Oliver's, and thank you for sponsoring Wine Wednesday for 23 years now, Oliver's. And it's also brought to you by Bottle Barn. For all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs, you must go to Bottle Barn. And like I always say, if they don't have it, you don't need it. The selection is too huge there. And honestly, I went in there to look for a bottle of gin the other day, and I knew exactly the gin I wanted. And so I go right to the gin aisle. And then, of course, I'm like, everything's a shiny object. So I ended up going home with like seven different gins. Hey, it's homework, right? Well, this morning, superstars are in the studio. That's right, superstars. And I'm just talking about all of the magnificence surrounding my longtime friend, Jeff Mangahas, who is the winemaker at William Selyem. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, you look a little scruffy from harvest, I'm going to say, but you're almost done is the thing, right?
Yeah, it's been an incredible, incredible year. Great growing season, beautiful weather. Grapes have just been ripening perfectly. It's really one of the most exciting vintages, I think, not just because it's the current vintage. We've had a string of wonderful years, and this is an amazing year. The fruit's been coming in really just kind of slowly and methodically, and yeah, I think it's one for the books.
And I was talking to the Rod Father yesterday, he who hails over at Joseph Swan, who said he's actually had a lot of abundance this year as well. So not only has the fruit just been extraordinary and coming in slow, but he's also seen some pretty good yields this year as well.
Yeah, and that's great for everybody. I mean, our wines are in such demand, and you know, it's great when the growers can produce a good crop and make a great living, and we get to make this wonderful wine from, and I brought some wonderful selections here today.
Oh, yes, you did.
Zig's exciting.
No, I mean, literally brought to tears. I come in this morning, and he's pulling these bottles out of his bag, and I was like, are you kidding me? I was like probably for the first time at a loss for words and got very emotional. You bought three wines this morning to taste through that are very, very close to my heart and at the center of Zigtown, literally and figuratively. And they're wines that I don't get to taste very often at all. And so this is a treat. I'm already getting all worked up. I've been in love with your style of winemaking since the moment I met you, which I believe was years and years ago at Hartford Court.
That's right.
I don't even know how many years ago that was.
Oh, gosh.
Really? I mean, a long time.
12, 13, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah. And so I'm so excited that you're making wine in my hood now. Not that Hartford Court wasn't, but now you're literally at the bottom of the driveway.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, you know, you do a lot of things very differently, which is why your wine is in high demand and it stands out and it's always so incredibly delicious. But today you're like, you know, I brought these three wines, but we're going to taste red first because that's how I roll. And then we'll taste white last. Now, why do you want to do that?
Well, I like to, you know, especially Chardonnays from the Russian River Valley, they tend to have a really high acid sort of content. That's just sort of the beauty of our growing region. You know, we have these wonderful cool nights, warmish days, and it really preserves that acidity. So, you know, Chardonnay tends to be a little bit more, it can be a shock to the palate almost if you start out with it. But with reds, which are potentially a little bit more forgiving, it's fun to kind of get the salivary glands going, mm-hmm. and the juices going, and then your palate's really receptive to that white wine with, you know, structure and acidity. So it's a good way to go. It's kind of how they would do it in Burgundy as well.
I love that. Okay, so first wine out of the gate, let's talk about this magic. Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Magic.
Look at that color.
Magic. And this is, I'm pouring a big gulp, I'm just saying, because like I said, I don't get this very often, if ever, and these are all my neighbors.
Yeah, no, this is kind of the heart of, I think, the Russian River Valley. I mean, it's kind of south of Healdsburg. It's a wine called West Side Road Neighbors, 2016. So it's kind mm-hmm. of this is our current release. And it's aptly named because it has a lot of different vineyards along West Side Road, about between a 2 and a 3 mile stretch. Really famous vineyards, starting from the north. It have some Bacigalupi mm-hmm. fruit, great family, the Bucher family. family. Their vineyard goes in here. The Rocchioli's, a little bit of Allen, our estate, and I'm missing one other, Flax. So some wonderful old vines that come together. They each have their own different personalities, and you know, it's, you know, each one is kind of unique in their own way. And when you blend them together, they make a really complete wine, and that's why it's so satisfying. I think for most people, they really identify. You know, it's got that Russian River character to it, but it has, you know, all these different, you know, personalities rolled up into one.
It is neighbors to the left of me and neighbors to the right. Here I am stuck in the middle of you. I feel like those are all my neighbors, you know? And it is absolutely gorgeous, just layers of complexity. Mm. And it is, it's like personality plus. It's so beautifully balanced, but the complexity in there is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And it's young. We're drinking, you know, a current release, which is 2016. And I mean, I feel like I want to put this down for another 10 years.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, our style is, you know, it's very, there's a lot of bright fruit, red fruit character, some wonderful underlying acidity to it, and just wonderfully, resolute tannins. But it's a wine that, you know, can age for decades if you want to.
And every one of the neighbors that goes into this, I mean, all of their wines are always very allocated. So the fact that you're getting all this fruit and then you're putting it together and making this just bounty from West Side Road is unbelievable.
It's a unique wine, that's for sure. And what's even more special, I mean, that part of the Russian River Valley has wonderful climate, great soils. You know, it's got, like, even on the hillside that you live on, you know, some streaks of this red sort of clay, gravel, and that really kind of delivers a minerality in the wine that's really kind of unique to that part of the Russian River Valley.
Well, and the style of this reminds me of an old world style Pinot Noir. This is not a brash, in your face, California style Pinot Noir.
Absolutely.
It's just sexy and lively and delicious and elegant, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of great Pinot Noir houses, and you know, there's a lot of great Pinot Noir being made in the Russian River Valley. And
for sure.
A lot of, you know, respect, I think, to the old, you know, sort of open top fermentation. And, you know, we use some whole clusters during the fermentation to add additional layers. And yeah, I mean, it has a lot of old world. I mean, it's California fruit. There's definitely some brighter fruit character, but it's a, you know, it's a very elegant style, which is so pleasing.
Okay, I'm pouring the
big, oh no!
I'm like so excited to pour this. My hand is shaking. So excited to taste this. This is a 2016 Allen Vineyard Pinot Noir. I walk by these vines every day of my life, and I love them.
I remember this was a number of years ago. We had a dinner. Remember the West Side Boys?
Yes, I started
dinners?
That group.
Yeah, I know you did. And was it then, or maybe it was a different time? I can't remember now. But you made some dolmas.
Oh,
one time
I did, to pair with the Chardonnay, and I picked all of the leaves from our
That's
Chardonnay.
That's right.
Vineyard.
No, I totally remember that. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Dusky rocked those out. That was a Zazu dinner.
That was a Zazu dinner.
We need to resurrect that.
Totally. Let's do it.
There's nothing better done on radio than a knock like that. And you know what would be fun to do is do West Side versus East Side and make it a real West Side story.
Absolutely.
So, Allen Vineyard.
What an incredible nose this wine has. I mean, it's...
Wow.
These vines were planted in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. There's some younger plantings there, younger meaning around 1996. So they're kind of coming into their own for sure. But yeah, this beautiful exposure. It's up on a hillside, these kind of rolling hills. It's got that red sort of clay, some gravel, you know, really delivers a real minerality, I think, in the wine.
Very true minerality in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dijon clones?
There's Dijon. There's a little bit of Dijon, but then that's the younger stuff. The older stuff is a Rocchioli selection. So
of course it is.
Joe Rocchioli Jr. planted the vineyard for Howie Allen.
And he still goes there every single day. I can tell you every morning he is there driving through on the tractor, still at his age, and I love it. Absolutely extraordinary. And how much of this Allen Vineyard Pinot do you make?
There's only, for the world, sadly, there's only a couple hundred cases.
Yeah.
And, you know, our wines are all highly allocated wines. That's a wine that everybody wants to have. It's truly a special.
I'm drinking my allocation right now, and I'm not spitting for the record.
What's so wonderful about it, it has that beautiful perfume to it. Mm. And, you know, Pinot Noir is, you know, it's a more delicate variety with respect to like Cabernet and Syrah. And I don't know, I always look for that perfumey character, and Alan just sings.
Well, I get the rose petal. I also get some black tea leaf, and I get some crushed raspberry. I get an ever so slight hint of baking spice. And it's just maybe some young cherry tobacco. Absolutely. Just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Which brings us to the next wine, which is white. I can't believe it. But also from the Allen Vineyard. Too bad you're pouring yours out. I'm not pouring mine out. Mm-mm. That is delicious. Down to the last drop. So, Allen Vineyard Chardonnay. There's a little bit more of this planted than the Pinot Noir. And I'm sure that still it's very allocated.
Absolutely.
You're only making a couple hundred cases of this as well. So,
absolutely.
It's a great breakfast of champions, I will tell you, especially after two red wines.
Yeah, and you know, it's right across the street from the Pinot Noir. You know, what's great, wherever Pinot Noir grows really well, I think Chardonnay does too. It loves those kind of cool nights, warm days. And I don't know. This wine has a structure to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. It's bold.
It's mm-hmm. And there's only about 20% new French oak in it, and everything else is older barrels.
I'm not tasting any oak. I'm getting beautiful texture, and you know, I'm getting, it's just singing in my mouth. Absolutely
beautifully
gorgeous.
Integrated. Mm-hmm. And I think what tends to happen with those cool nights, the skins develop. Really, you know, they're really thick skins, and so it when you press the whole cluster, press the Chardonnay grapes, you don't get a lot of juice. It's there's a lot of extract, and that translates into a really structured wine.
Well, what I'm tasting is, drum roll, Chardonnay.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of Chardonnays out there. You buy a bottle, and it tastes a little Chateau 2x4. You're tasting a, you know, a big white wine. What I'm tasting is the actual taste of the grapes. And I know this. Mm. I've tasted, you know, berries right off the cluster of the Chardonnay. And this tastes so just absolutely gorgeous. And it's just exploding beautiful in the mouth, really.
Absolutely. And it's got those classic sort of, you know, green apple. There's some pear notes in there. And the oak is invisible. It's, you know, you need a little bit of oak, I think.
Chardonnay needs it.
For a wine like mm-hmm. this, with structure and acidity, it needs a little bit of oak to add an additional layer, as long as it's not overpowering
that
the wine.
That mid-palate just takes me to Montrachet, though.
Good. Are you glad I brought these wines,
Oh, my God. I'm just so blown away. Really, I'm like, I do not deserve this. This is so great. Yes, I do deserve it. I should be drinking William Selyem Allen Vineyard every day.
As well, we all should.
Absolutely. So I know that people can go to your website, and you can actually arrange for a private tasting there at the winery. And I know that there is also a way to sign up for the waiting list if folks want to, you know, wait in line for their allocation.
Yep.
But the best way to be able to try these wines is to go onto the website and make an appointment for a private tasting.
Yeah. I mean, we're really only open to our current list members. You know, definitely go to the website and sign up. You know, we can go from there.
Just name drop Ziggy. Oops. Code word Zig. Oh, wait, what? That got rejected, that email? Sorry. Just kidding.
No, definitely go to williamselyem.com. Mm-hmm. You can sign up there. I mean, these wines are not available other than through our list. They're pretty
Correct. Pretty
allocated.
So you can get them on wine lists at restaurants.
You can.
Absolutely. Yep. But one of the most magnificent things is to sit at the winery facility to do a tasting when you know you're right next to a vineyard that got 100 points.
Yeah. No, it's pretty incredible. I mean, we work, we live, we make wine from some of the most incredible vines in, you know, area in the world. So it's pretty special.
And you're surrounded by some amazing neighbors that are doing the same. And it's a beautiful community. So let's toast to that.
Cheers.
And toast to a fantastic harvest for you for 2018. And you've just about wrapped it up.
That's right. Yeah. Looking forward to bringing some Zin and Chardonnay this week and calling it done.
I love it. Thank you for tuning into Wine Wednesday, and thank you, Jeff, for coming in this morning. I know it's always hard during harvest, and that's why I sent you that email like back in the middle of summer trying to make sure you could book this time, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And if you want to get hip to what's happening in the world of wine and cocktails, of course, you can follow me on social media. My handle is at Ziggy the Wine Gal, and I'm on all the social media platforms. And if you want to get scoop further on William Selyman, you can also email me, Ziggy@KRSH.com. Cheers, everybody.